Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Find Jason Mackey, Post-Gazette Pirates writer, brought to you by Westminster College, where every student accepted for fall 2026 is guaranteed a scholarship over at Westminster. Jason, is this the year the Pirates give out a multi-year contract in free agency?
I've been burned by this before, Andrew. I'm going to go with no, although I should be wrong. They should. It is long overdue. They need to make that statement if you're not going to change anything else. I'm just going with no, simply because it has been so hard for them to line up on the appropriate free agent that, you know, not to say that they won't try. I've just started looking more at trades, man, and trading Keller or young pitching or whatever than getting somebody to come in here for multiple years.
Jason, what, based on your, this is a follow-up essentially.
What a joke.
I know, this is a follow-up essentially. Based on your understanding of it and the people you talk to, is there ever an internal conversation there where Ben Cherington or even Travis Williams, I guess, the two people who most directly report to Bob Nutting, go to him and say, Bob, if you've talked about urgency, let's say we all want to win here, we all want to make this work with Paul Skeens, that's going to mostly require you just allowing us more money to sign free agents. Like, do you think that direct and blunt of a conversation ever happens there?
I think that version of a conversation happens, Chris. I don't think it's as blunt as you laid it out. And that's how it should go. I mean, I completely agree with you. I think that's echoing the sentiment of fans. Like, the focus should be on the field. What is best for this baseball team? I think a version of that has been told to Bob Nutting, and I don't think he has, you know, opened the pocketbook as much as one could or as much as they would like, as much as one is needed around here. I mean, I know Andrew wants to ask me about the multi-year contract thing, but that would be a way. That would be a way to do it. A multi-year contract. At least show your people, look, if we're going to keep the hitting group, if we're going to keep everybody else, here's a change.
Jason, you said it's going to happen via trade. I just said before we brought you on that Tyler Glasnow is going to start for the Dodgers tonight. How much organizationally are they still spooked and haunted by that trade?
More than they should be, probably. I mean, it's not a dead issue. I'll say it that way. I still hear about it. I still have conversations with people about it. I don't know if that is why the Pirates haven't made what I would argue is a trade they need to make. I mean, it's kind of like the Spencer Horwitz trade, which looks a little bit better in hindsight, but you know, how much is it still a factor? I think people still think about it in the organization. Yes. And I just hope that it doesn't scare them off from doing what's necessary right now, because that's the trade they need to make. They just actually need to make the good version of it.
How much faith is there internally that Ben Cherington's capable of making the good version of it?
Yeah, that's...
Boy, that laugh to start with is a really reassuring part of start to the
I
answer,
know, right?
Jason.
Right. I mean, look, I'll explain it this way, and I'm not trying to squirm away from the question, but I mean, they did bring him back, so there has to be some level of faith, right? Like, you wouldn't bring the guy back if you didn't think he could do some version of the job. That being said, over the past 6 years, what track record is there? I certainly understand people that are skeptical of that, and I think that exists internally as well, but I think ultimately they think bringing Cherington back is better than blowing it all up right before the, you know, what is a lot of people believe is going to be a lockout, and this is their closest path forward or the closest way they can get back to winning. I think a lot of people on the outside, me and you guys included, would probably disagree with that and that it's the best to blow it up. But, I mean, I'm just relaying their thinking that they think it's easier than, you know, going whole hog, changing out everything, having to learn new players and worrying that's going to delay their progress.
Do you think Tommy Pham or Isaiah Kiner-Falefa will be back and playing for the Pirates in 2026?
No, I do not.
Do you think that Jared Triolo will be in the opening day starting lineup for the Pirates?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that Henry Davis will do more than just catch Paul Skeens and fill in every so often as the team's catcher?
Yes, I do. I don't know if we're going like the quick stuff. It seemed like we were.
Well, what is their plan?
I can elaborate
for
if you want.
Okay, what is their actual vision for catcher next year? Like on a more like regular basis? Because I know even the best catchers maybe only play 135 games, broadly speaking.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, Chris, if they just run it back with what they had last year, which I know isn't going to appease a lot of people. But I think they think Joey Bart is better than he did, you know, he performed last year. I think they feel like they have to give Henry Davis a chance. He's their best defensive option, and Rafael Flores is kind of late to the party in a pretty interesting ad. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to address that via free agency or trade, right? Like, they're going to be looking at left field, third base, you know, some guys with some versatility. I think they're probably going to try to roll with what they have behind the plate.
Oh, if they're thinking like Bart and maybe others are better hitters than they showed for the balance of the year, why didn't they make a change at hitting coach?
I know. That still mystifies me. I mean, the pitching coach thing I can sort of get down with. Like, if you have a group of pitchers that you don't feel like is reaching your full potential, all that stuff. Like, what argument is there for hitters? And I guess it is the same as the Charrington logic, where removing it all and blowing it up would theoretically delay progress because somebody would have to come in here and learn the hitters would have to learn them, et cetera. I just don't think it's the right move. I don't think you can bank on what this group has done. I mean, I guess you have to sort of go back to the drawing board and talk more about process, but that's not going to encourage anybody. That's not going to sell many tickets or, you know, get people to think about your team any differently.
Jason Mackey, Pirates insider. You hear him on the station. He'll be part of Pittsburgh Game Day Sunday for the Steelers and Browns. Thank you, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Enjoy.
There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.